So you stumbled upon our podcast. Hope you got your lighter. Sup, I'm Lotta Locks, and this is my guest.
I'm Anya.
You might have met her before or heard of her before because she was on episode 1 of Functional Potheads. And I had to bring her back because we got a new studio, new location, and we got the tea. Or she's got the tea.
I got the tea.
So what you smoking on?
This morning I took 3 dabs of Diesel Thai. 3. By Volcana. It's some really good shit if you want to be alert and awake. It's real nice.
Okay.
What you smoking?
Today, well, what I did smoke, right, what we smoke, smoking, what shit. We not smoking, but when we came in here, we just blew down some Inflorescence Peaches and Cream, one of their pre-rolls, not a bad one at all, just it was tasty, just to get the show started. But today on the show, we will be smoking some Cake Crusher by Rocket. Cake Crusher, which is a cross between Wedding Cake and Purple Punch, then recrossed with Wedding Cake again, I think. So
yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah. By Rocket Cannabis. It smells nice. It looks nice. And we're gonna be smoking out of a lovely locally blown, hand-blown glass piece here, because we haven't done that on the show yet. So why not? Right?
You can light. Oh, I get greens.
Greens. And there's some hemp wick for you.
I love we just have the price tag on.
Right? Yeah, fuck it. Just doing it. I bought it.
You know.
It wasn't stolen.
For continuity's sake, let's go ahead and just
take it off, look roll like it up.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to throw it on the ground.
There we go.
Just put it in your hand.
Okay. So, how has weed helped you lately or recently?
That's a wonderful question. How has weed helped me lately? Should have had that.
Everyone does that when I ask them this question.
How has it not helped me lately?
Yes, but like if you had to like think in the last 24 hours, what did weed help you get through? And you know, I mean, like I just want to make sure that people who smoke it every day get a greater appreciation. Like check into why weed is helping you and why you're smoking.
You're right. So yesterday I hosted a show, well, my 9th show of the month, show 9 of 9, but Noir's, which is the monthly POC show, drag show that I co-host, I hosted it by myself, our 4th show of the month, same night as the premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race, so it was going to be a smaller audience to begin with, and I had just got a stressful text message before I started, like, in the midst of gluing down my eyebrows. So right when you start doing the makeup. And so I'm not supposed to be drinking for Lent. But I was like, so I'm going to be drinking. But I also smoked hella, and it really took away that anxiety that I had and allowed me to be fully into the show. So, yeah, that's how it helped me recently.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I understand taking a break from alcohol. I can't say that I've purposely taken a break from alcohol. Sorry. Recently, I just don't do it as often because I enjoy cannabis and I don't like the effects of the hangover. So it's like, I'm just high again tomorrow if I'm still high, you know? Like, there's is no stress with weed. When I'm done smoking it, it's gonna end. And if it's an edible, then I'm gonna go to sleep and eventually it'll end. Whereas alcohol, You could have some after effects for the whole next 24 hours.
I like being crossfaded a little too much.
Yeah, crossfaded is nice.
It's like a real fun time.
Yeah. I just have to have like things to do. Crossfaded is nice when I plan to be active.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not just going to sit home and be.
Having done 9 drag shows this month, I'm pretty much always crossfaded when I perform. So I was supposed to see if I can just do a show high. That didn't happen, though. Because again, like I told the audience, you could have a good show or I could be sober, which one you want. And they're like, we want a good show. And I was like, yay, I'm so happy. Everyone values their entertainment over my mental health. That's good.
Okay. Damn.
Everyone's in the same thing in the audience, too. And I was like, no, it's totally fine. It's good.
It's great.
We're at a drag show. That's what we're here for.
Honesty, truth, and love. And, you know, honoring the shit that unites us all.
What about you?
For how weed has helped me recently, I would say, like, two things. Just successfully had the first event. So weed has helped me because it definitely has connected all my business, the things that I like to do, the things I like to have fun doing, and connected it with like a real life business opportunity.
Right.
So that's first and foremost how it helped me. But secondly, my dog has been going through some health issues. Like mm-hmm. he needs surgery and that shit isn't cheap. And so while I'm saving and getting him to, you know, getting things right, for him to have this major operation, I am giving him CBD because I was gifted some. Yeah. So I like researched it a bit and I've been giving it to him for the last, I'd say almost 2 months now. And I think he's way more comfortable. Like it, like I've just been watching him and how he interacts, and he was definitely disturbed, and just it has taken some of the pressure off because I was panicking, like I need surgery now because he seemed so uncomfortable, and now he's relaxed and he's a bit better with dealing with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So weed has helped, you know, both sides of my life in so many ways.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So I mean, I brought you back on the show or the tea because being that you are, I would say, a bud tender, like not for Budler and
for sure
what's going on, and you have this experience, you can attest and speak towards the, you know, I've seen things online, the issues that are going on in the Washington cannabis industry, specifically dealing with bud tenders, and then what. Kind of just jump in and tell us about how you feel about it, what's going on, what's the drama? Because if you're paying attention to them little Instagram and Twitter fingers, shit's popping.
Yeah, there is a bunch of drama happening. So essentially, there's, I want to say, three bills that are being discussed or that were being discussed in Washington Senate in Olympia a couple weeks ago. And one of the ones was no concentrates over 10%. That's obviously very stupid.
And we talked on the last show how that was already shut down. But we think it's going to be back.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Because they're going to keep trying. Because I think I've heard something about they're trying to limit medical weed to like 2%
mm-hmm.
in another state, which is crazy.
Florida's working on the 10% limiting which bill in a couple ridiculous. Other states. Which yeah, it makes no sense.
I can get more of a fact chewing bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
Just regular Hubba Bubba. so you figure that out.
Yeah.
I believe another one was something to do with like outside money coming into the state, which mm-hmm. Again is kind of like out of my wheelhouse as far as what truly concerns my broke ass at this point of my life.
Mm-hmm. Like basically, I think it was having outside corporations invest money in the Washington state market. That's what that bill was about.
Which would kind of push out that. Small business owners and just make here things locally. A bit weird. Yeah.
Like it isn't already happening.
Right, right. But the major one that a lot of the industry workers care about was the union bill, essentially. It's like a point system, and businesses have to have a certain amount of points, and if they don't have these points, they can't renew their license. And there's a lot of gripage because business owners are like, this is going to cause us to close, our employees are happy, yada, 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 yada. And though I can't say I know all the particulars of it, let me just preface that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the cannabis workers do deserve a union. They deserve an option to have a union if that's what they as the workers want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't be in business if you can't afford to pay your workers a living wage. That's mm-hmm. just how I feel.
That's
and
true.
I saw a lot of gripage from owners saying, well, having to pay people this amount of money would just put us under. It's like, maybe you shouldn't be in business then.
Yeah, you should realize this is going to scale
yeah,
up. Like, yeah.
You shouldn't, people shouldn't have to sacrifice their livelihood for you to achieve yours.
Mm-hmm. So ever, in yeah, any industry.
At all. And so that's a huge concern that I have, just seeing a bunch of owners complain about not wanting their workers to unionize, not even allowing them to have that option, mm-hmm. complaining about having to pay them living wages. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I see y'all.
Yeah,
we see y'all. Why is that an issue for you? You know,
mm-hmm. My fingers are too cold to roll some weed up in here. I'm not even gonna lie. I get what you're saying. So and it's hilarious to me that like American companies and in many industries, because I went through the struggle of working with at a specialty veterinary center where the technician staff was trying to get them to unionize, and the response of the corporations and business owners to that struggle, right, was very similar, and they've made it very difficult. So I sympathize with the cannabis industry with what they're doing, and it's hilarious to me that like Washington is a place where unions are prevalent in
many industries.
Right. So like, why would you want to keep? Why wouldn't you want to be forward and foremost? Leading the charge towards unionizing your industry. And Canada's like, yeah, we got you. And went ahead and just, I believe, two different locations of this one pot shop in Victoria have just unionized for their workers. So they joined the United Food and Commercial Workers Union from Clarity Cannabis Retail. So, I mean, it's a step in the right direction because you have, as Eric said on I think the second episode, he was saying that there's no like, 401k or retirement plan or any of those benefits. So then how is this a lasting career for anyone in this industry?
Right. You have to be an owner.
Yeah.
So it's just like, well, that's not
for you fair. To be an owner, you need to amass capital. But how can you amass capital when you're working for a job that doesn't even pay you?
Correct.
For insurance,
a livable wage.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I totally feel that. And, shout out to Have a Heart because they have a union. They unionized over a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's just frustrating because when I got dealt with my bullshit with Ike's last year and I went down to Olympia to speak about workers' rights, I said what I said.
You post, because remember on the first episode you said you were going to talk about it.
The thing with that is like I feel how I feel about Ike's, and like if it's
a lot of really people feel how
right,
feel
and
about
if it's
Ike's.
Really needed to like be discussed in detail, like it can be, but like I've talked about it before on my Insta and on my Facebook, and I'm just kind of like in a place where I like
don't
give a shit,
it.
You know? Like it's like you're shitty, everyone knows you're shitty, you're like it just is what it is, like and there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if I hear someone ask about a pot shop, I'm not going to direct them to your shop.
For sure.
I'm also not going to like go out of my way
to bash
them because I don't give a shit.
It's like, giving you unnecessary publicity.
But I will say,
but don't go there.
Right.
If you look like us,
just don't. But I will say, when I went down to Olympia to speak on workers' rights, they were in the room and I happened to speak right after them and said what I said. And I believe that was Monday. By Thursday, I had express mail from a lawyer saying I was lying and saying that what happened to me didn't actually happen and that I didn't feel scared. How are you going to tell somebody how they feel, you know? And so just all different sorts of levels of intimidation that just very much made me feel like he thought I was just some stupid black bitch who doesn't realize like how laws work.
Yeah, like you have no understanding
of this.
And what
anti-slap is and all sorts of shit. Mm-hmm. So it was just very telling of that sort of character, and it's just very telling of people who are against workers' rights. It's like, why? Why do you want to keep us down?
Yeah.
It feels very proletariat bourgeoisie. I don't want to get Karl Marx and communists all up in this bitch, but it's just how it feels.
See.
It's just very, very feels very Animal Farm and you are the pigs, you know?
I do know.
Took it back all the way to freshman.
You did. You just reading. That was a literary lesson on the ass. A little historical and pow, pow.
I don't know what y'all education was like up here in the PNW, but down south.
You had to learn that shit.
We had to learn it.
But like only like a paragraph of it.
I've read the book twice, two different reading lists. In two different schools, and I watched the movie.
What school did you go to? Which one?
I was in the military.
Yeah, I was like, which one?
I believe I read it for the first time middle school in Texas. So probably 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. That's a very shittily rolled.
It's better than I could ever do. I can't roll joints. I roll blunts.
Mm.
I got real... My fingers ain't delicate.
My fingers are like, okay, now stick me in your pockets, please. You did too much. And I think it's too airy. I didn't have a grinder, but the weed wasn't too bad. So anyway.
The weed is popping.
Yeah.
I might have to steal a nug.
Yeah, it's okay. Off of that, not because I mentioned giving my dog CBD, but I like at the same time, me doing all of this, I found this new study that they're doing in like equines, equine animals, but horses.
Yeah.
And for people that don't know what equine is, where they are working towards figuring out it, like CBD's effects on animals and potentially using it in like livestock.
Uh-huh.
After this passes. So incorporating it in their feed. It has already been going down undercover in Texas. But now that Texas passed hemp laws, like the universities are now doing some studies about it.
Okay.
So it's still in very preliminary stages, but I think it's awesome because they're trying to reduce like the stress factor on these kind of animals and what they've been doing besides like giving them pastures to run. They've also been giving them sedatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can get rid of the sedative situation and just add CBD to their feed, then this experience, especially if they're going on shows or whatever, if they're being transported, could be a little bit more pleasant for the animals. And so I thought that shit was dope.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can totally believe that. My dog, he gets, Biggie is less than 5 pounds. You've
Biggie.
Met Biggie.
No, I haven't,
you
met,
haven't
Biggie,
met Biggie yet.
But I've seen like photos.
I'm going to have him all week. So if you ever want to slide through, you can see him.
He's
a Yorkie. He's 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been more than 5 pounds. Right now, he's like at a cute 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has horrible like anxiety, especially when he gets in a moving anything. It's really bad. Yeah. He'll start panting and stuff. And when my mom flew him over here, she just like gave him like dog dopamine or something like that. But I remember I gave him half of a CBD dog treat.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the company. I'm so sorry. Alien Cat or something like that. Comes in a purple bag. They're cool. Gave him half of one. And sweet little baby, he like, I kept trying to put him in his little cage. I was at the pot shop I worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept trying to put him in his little cage. And he like would keep coming out. Like he'd want to be a part of what was going on. So I'd put him on the counter and he'd like lay there and he could see his eyes just going,
nope, nope, getting real tired.
It was so adorable. I'm like, just go to sleep, babe. Mm-hmm. And like, he was so chill. When we got on the bus, he was like, he wasn't freaking out. It was so nice. And I was like, yo, just get him some CBD.
Yeah.
Let this dog enjoy his last 7 to 9 years, because small dogs live forever.
Forever.
Me and my mom are like, yes, let's just keep him going. Keep him going.
I give my little Pablo, he's a 6 pound, like Max also a 7 pound Maltese. And I give him some CBD because his back gets a little stiff. And man, he's already a super chill dog for going out. Like he loves to hang out with people and see stuff. Riding the bus. His shit. He's just gonna sit on the lap and look at everybody. And if they look at him, he's like, "All right, I'm gonna say howdy. How you doing?
How's this going on?"
So, I've been giving him a little bit of CBD too, just my older dogs, just to you know ease whatever discomfort they may have with their bones. But also going off in you know equine medicine, so pay attention to that for those out there.
If you got horses,
but really just think like farm animals, farm medicine, which is like, speaking as a veterinary professional, horrendous. Like not the farming industry, if you don't dive and do some research into that, like you can understand why people become ethically vegan. So any amount of improvement that cannabis can help, I am here for it. You know, I wish I had the fortitude to
the
just like that. Yeah, to be able to go vegan, but I like cheese.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it. I don't got the ethics to do it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. The cow that jumped over the moon will become my burger answer.
I do, yeah. So, I mean, but I understand and I commend those that do it.
I do hope that they treat him nicely before he becomes my burger mistake, though. Mm-hmm. I will advocate for that.
Yes, and we'll love it.
For sure.
Okay. I don't know. Have you heard any other news articles going on out there that you wanted to dive into? I was trying to remember all the things. Like, the legislative bills have been fucking us up.
So, my friend, he actually shared a Forbes article that his friend
was being talked about mm-hmm. in basically a way that they're changing cannabis mm-hmm. investing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Amazing. And it's a black man.
Okay.
C.K. Ballard, C.K.E. Ballard. I'm so mm-hmm. sorry if I say your name wrong. And so, yeah, that's the guy. He's the founder and the CEO of Good Tree Capital. It's a financial technology firm that grants loans to vetted, licensed cannabis companies. And it also allows people to invest in these loans as a way of using their funds to help out entrepreneurs and earn interest in the process. And so using an innovative approach to evaluate credit risk, he's graduated from Harvard Business School.
Okay.
They're revolutionizing the way we invest in cannabis. Mm-hmm. And so basically, I think you can start with like $100 and that money will go towards like helping someone get their license, and they'll also like essentially get a share in that company.
Oh, that's fucking great. Yeah. So how do they choose? I've got questions now just from that. I mean, that sounds great. And I'm not going to say that, like, you know.
I'm going to say, let me preface. I don't know all the answers.
Okay, word. So I would want to dive in to figure out which companies are they investing in on my behalf. Because, like, you know, respect.
I like to think
myself.
You might be able to choose.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he's the black man. And so I'm assuming it's, like, minority focused.
One can hope.
You never know what you black men.
Hey,
same with you black girls too.
Hey, I was about to say, you have your right to choose who you be with.
Oh no,
mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you sleep with, because I'm y'all know me. I'm out here doing my thing. What? But I'm just saying, there's, you know, hotep niggas and mm-hmm. hotep bitches mm-hmm. who I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
Yeah,
hate yourself.
I think Burna Boy. I feel like I referenced this in the last podcast episode, but it's so pivotal. Once you realize what is happening to your community, like once you do some research on what has happened, how can you not want to turn around and help those that look like you? Like, just what?
Right.
So
if not, you look a real suspect.
Real suspect. But do you check out Marijuana Business Daily or MJ Biz Daily?
I don't.
Luke from LMC Media put me onto them because I've seen them, but he goes to them for like statistics and numbers.
Okay.
When you're trying to look into cannabis businesses.
Okay.
And so they just dropped a recent article talking about like what companies can learn from the federal legalization of hemp,
mm-hmm.
which is important because that's what we're really focusing on and fighting for in the industry here on out, you know?
It's like, federal legalization.
Yeah, because what's the point of setting up all of these state markets if you don't get on board? Right now is the trial and error phase, figuring out which system is actually going to work for the whole, you know, country as a whole.
Right.
So how can we create a model that's working? Hemp is already federal at this point,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so marijuana, that industry can investigate on what is happening. Basically, when it started, it was like 5,000 to 7,000 a pound. And now the average price for a pound of hemp is like 1,000 to, you know, 1,500. Like, look at how it dropped.
Right.
And there's things to pay attention in these trends and how you build your company going forward if you're going to get into the cannabis industry. Because they alluded to the fact that it's true that once cannabis becomes federally legal, there's going to be another rush. And so,
will
you be prepared for that rush, like, and create a business model that will sustain that influx and the volatility of the prices, or will you try to just capitalize?
So you're saying like a rush to get product. So will you have enough product?
No, there's going to be a rush to grow now that it's federally legal. It's going to be a rush to get a license. It's going to be like more people jumping into the industry.
The green rush overall.
Yes, overall. So like,
I'm very excited about it, honestly. Just speaking of like from a Budler.
Yeah.
Just thinking of Budler's stands, Ease is going. Yeah, exactly. Triple C stands, just me as a branding person and mm-hmm. my knowledge in shops. I mean, someone reached out to me mm-hmm. a couple of days ago to help them with some stuff in Illinois. And it's like,
fuck yes.
Let's fucking get it. Let's talk. Let's see what we can do. Because, like, I saw that it would happen.
Yeah.
You know, like the writings are on the wall. Let's just like accept it. The green mm-hmm. rush is already happening, and it's going to get worse when it becomes federally legal.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a position where we
need to act, but you need to act now, and you need to get your shit right.
Or
now.
Not even. We're in a position, well, that too, but we're in a position having been here for a couple years mm-hmm. in a legal market.
Mm-hmm.
Working in a legal market, being involved in a legal market, knowing what that's like, we are now assets in all the other places that will become legal as time goes on. So, like, now is a good time to get on it. And, yeah, just, like, kind of hone those skills, make mm-hmm. those connections.
Learn what you need to learn. Read the books.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the people. Have the conversations.
And like, don't undervalue yourself. Like, a year in a shop as a bud tender, you are valuable, you know? Like, mm-hmm. you could low-key consult
mm-hmm.
if you're doing it right. Just especially if you were a shift lead or a manager or you did inventory or you worked in production mm-hmm. or whatever the fuck. Like, you have some valuable stuff. Did you take branch photos? You could do some marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your social media like? Like, yeah. you know, like, all these different things that will be valuable.
What's your platform?
Right. What can you, as a person with cannabis, what can you do? And don't just think growing. Don't just think edibles. Don't just think shops or mm-hmm. producing. Think of the auxiliary businesses that come from it. That's mm-hmm. why, like, we're super excited about Budler. Like, mm-hmm. Ease is going under.
Mm-hmm.
And Ease made.
Just
they raised money. A lot of money.
Money.
I think I told you. Yeah. Yeah. Money. They raised a lot of money, and they're going under. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, me and my business partners are like, we are excited. We are mm-hmm. so primed. Like, we're mm-hmm. kind of like, let's get it, you know? Yeah. Because fuck out of here when it becomes federally legal. Places yeah. with delivery, fuck out of here. Like, mm-hmm. it's you got to think about these
what
things.
You can
we want to put y'all on game.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea. Just
that we need to just.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we need to work with that I would like to add and maybe do partially with what y'all got going on.
Okay.
We yeah, can discuss but that. Like, it's exactly. Anyway, so this article is very good. It's part two. Let me see who was written by, because I think I should shout you out. It's like they're on the money when you know the growers and the stuff the growers themselves, like the old head medicinal growers, are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know those people and hear those conversations, this article is to the minute of what's actually happening in the industry. So I believe this was written by Jeff Smith.
Hey.
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Smith, for
we might be
putting your time
probably
in.
Smith is a very yeah, common yeah, slave
ain't it?
It is.
Washington, too.
But you don't want to do that.
Washington State was created to be a white safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
Don't argue with me. Argue with Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about Washington State.
Oh, no,
Washington,
I was.
The name.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying.
But, yep.
We just segued. I just want
to let y'all know.
We're here to drop random facts and information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So on Light Up and Listen, got a few things I wanted to talk about. I just went to the Rhapsody concert.
Yeah, I saw. You had a great time. You had a good spot.
I did have a good spot.
Yeah.
It was a good standing spot. I felt like I was looking into the
She's
eyes
so
of
pretty.
The performers. For real. And She's the makeup so is
Yeah,
anything
her makeup was amazing. Like, oh. I almost didn't even realize I was Rhapsody. Like, when she had her hair down in that jumpsuit, I was
yeah.
like, oh, it must be the opening act. And then I was like, oh, that's her. Like, mm-hmm. She's so pretty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, commanded the crowd's attention.
Oh, for sure.
Like, played with your emotions. And then just spit the bars to the beat. The two opening acts, lovely. It was, I think, Nicole Victoria... One of those two. She has a new album called Boutique Hotel. It's like that old school R&B with a lot of runs.
Okay.
So it's not, I have to be in a mood to listen to that.
Right.
But her beat choices to sing R&B on top of made me want to have a conversation with her.
Okay.
Because the beats were fire.
Okay.
And then Sarok, and it's Sa-ROC, was the next one. And she's another rapper. I think she's from North Carolina as well. That has been with Rhapsody for... I guess they've all been together for a while. She was sick, you know what I mean? Like, up there, walking around, she's like, I have a hoarse voice, and still flowing,
uh-huh.
and getting people to, you know, join in and clap and sing along. It was a very interactive crowd. I really rocked with it. The Crocodile is a dope location.
I love that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you had a good spot. When I go to the Crocodile, I usually get there hella early. That's just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I go all the way over the 21 plus areas on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I usually go all the way over to the side wall because there's a bench.
Yep.
And, I sit there and then I stand on it when the show starts. Yeah. So that way I'm sitting the whole time chilling. I usually get buddied up with the people on the bench. Mm-hmm. That way I can come and go to the bathroom because I got to pee and I can get my drinks and we eat pizza. And then when the show starts, you stand up on the bench and then it's just you and the performer and y'all are like locked eyes.
For sure.
That was me all last year.
I went to the Dream to see Dream.
Okay.
And it was very similar.
Yeah.
You're so close. Like, I threw a joint on stage for the Dream. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, same. Like, you're close, but it's not, like, too close because you still got the people between you. But, like, a performer
can see you. Their sound system is awesome.
It's popping in there.
Like, you get audio from up above you. Like, it feels like the performer's talking in your ear. Oh, my goodness.
I love the Crocodile.
Okay. Don't ever leave.
Lion Bay performed there last year, and it was just spiritual.
Mm. And then upcoming, which I'll get to in the other section. So I want to talk about the Princess Nokia album, which is what I was playing when we were just vibing in here. Well, it's not even an album. I would say she dropped two records, two bodies of work. And one of them is called Life is Beautiful. And the other one is Everything Sucks. And it was definitely a journey.
Okay.
And I don't know, how'd you feel about it? What you was listening to when I had
it? I enjoyed it. I thought it was popping.
Yeah. And that was her Everything is Beautiful album, and that's more upbeat obviously and cheery, and you can hear her diving into like the duality of her nature because I think she's a Gemini, and so that's why there's two. I was trying to listen to what she was actually saying, but I think she's a young child, she's like 18 or something.
18, 20
at least when she first came out, she looked young. So go check out her albums.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. That was my point to all of that. But what I wanted to talk about, which I got tickets to, is that R&B only. Have you heard of Colors on YouTube?
I know what you're talking about because Eb sent me that. And then plus I see the link, like the ad for it all the time on my Insta and on my Facebook.
You're really good at promoting.
Low-key want to go. It's going to be a good time. But I'm also like, don't want to go with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know like we could go as a group.
Yeah.
But that's not what I mean.
You want to go dance with me. Right. So, have a good time.
I mean, and it's not like I couldn't find someone to go with. Like,
but you want to go with someone.
But I just want to make sure I go. Yeah. If I go, I'm going with someone who I will have a good time with. And it's like kind of some time from now until then. And just with my luck, like, knock on wood, it doesn't happen. Yeah. Got two real nice prospects going right now, but like, just with my luck, we get tickets, and then like some shit happens because for some reason I just like fine.
So do you go by yourself? Like, I ain't worried. I'm going by myself. I am single, and I'm going to dance and shake my ass and have a good time.
I go to concerts by myself, but like some like this, I wouldn't go to by myself.
Mm. I guess so.
Yeah, like shows, I'll go to shows by myself. I'll go to a movie by myself. I'll do a lot of things by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But like this just feels like a very
couple-y
time. And what I don't want to do is be around couples.
Oh.
If I'm not with a couple.
I'm going to have enough weed to deal with that. And hopefully there's a cute girl in the crowd.
Hey, different strokes for different folks.
Yes, exactly.
I just I like a guaranteed
good time.
Yeah.
I've also no, you're not wrong, but I've had experiences where you plan to have a guaranteed good time and they fuck up that good time.
For
they just fuck it all the way up.
For sure. I trust me on that. So you take a risk either way.
Yeah, exactly. But I get it. Spend your money where you want to.
Right.
Burna Boy is coming to Seattle, and I forgot the date, so I'm gonna Google that right now. But I like Burna Boy a lot, and I can't spell his name. And I believe it's in May.
That's when Catronaut is coming.
I need to go to that. Bubba.
Bubba. That's Bubba. The one I need to go to. Bubba is amazing.
10%.
My favorite is definitely Culture, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I love Deidre Moses.
May 18th for Burna Boy.
Okay, yeah, I think Catronaut is a week after.
Ooh, y'all taking all my money. Seattle is such a great spot.
You deserve to see
music.
Take my coins. And the internet is teasing me.
Stop it.
They're making new music.
Oh, of course.
So I'm
keeping
my peepers open for that. Sid.
Mm-hmm.
Sid.
Hey, let's make it a three-peat, baby. Let's get it. Come my way.
That concert was amazing.
SIDS?
Yeah, well.
Or the internet.
The internet.
But amazing. Front row center. Mm-hmm. I was crying the whole time.
I'll join you the next one.
I'm not playing no games. Mm-hmm. Front row elbow center.
People
I play no games. Mm-hmm. I played no games when it comes to Sid and the internet. Steve Lacy, like, I went to see him last year, and he was chill. But I was like, I didn't have to be all the way up to the front because mm-hmm. he was doing the Apollo album. And the Apollo album's good, but I'm not all the way in love with it. But I also knew he was going to do some of the demo at the end, and mm-hmm. he did.
Got it.
Some.
Got yourself together.
Some Steve is just Lacy. So good. Yeah. He's amazing. And especially just listen to Steve Lacy's demo.
Okay.
It's like 12 minutes, 5 different songs, smackers, each and every one of them. Some is such a good song. And then Dark Red is also amazing. It was so, he did Dark Red last, and he knew that was like his most popular song. And he like just kind of like went right into it mm-hmm. to the point where like people were like, oh, wait, what's happening? Mm-hmm. like we had already finished the first verse, and then we were like, oh, wait, he's really doing Dark Red. Like, oh, you know, it. Like when a song comes on, you just know jam, it. So you just jam, and then you're like, oh, what? No, hold up. And then he like repeated it. He was like, oh, no, let me run that back. And I was
since y'all didn't get it. Speaking of, let's make a deep dive at Usher's little Confessions 3 performance.
I haven't heard it. What do you think about it, though?
Because
I haven't heard it because I'm concerned. Exactly. I haven't heard it because I feel like it's unnecessary. The Confessions album is you can put it in a museum.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need a part 3.
I didn't.
If it's a girl's side, it's supposed to be the girl's side of you, right? I think that's what I heard. Because if it is, let a girl sing it.
Let Summer Walker sing.
Because that would have been hotter if Summer Walker did a Confessions part 3.
Let Summer Walker sing it, yeah. But when I heard it, it seemed just like him telling the rest of the tale of what happened to the situation.
Because, so we had the baby, and like, I don't need to know.
Like, yeah, and I got something permanent, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah, blah.
Girl, bye.
Yeah, it's all in there. He's like, you don't even know what I told you, huh? No, I heard it. I just didn't get the point of you telling it to me.
I don't need none of that. Bro? I don't need any of this.
You got too much time on your hands.
I already heard the second part.
Mm-hmm.
Confessions part 1 is, I think I like Confessions part 1 a bit better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tokyo Jets. She just dropped a track. I need to look up who it is. It's SODD.
Tokyo Jets.
Six Flags. Like, she's from Florida, so
okay.
Ratchet rap, and I like it. But she got bars though. I think she was on she was signed to TI or for something like that.
Okay,
they must have had something. Yeah, for yeah.
That's how I know mm-hmm. that name. It mm-hmm. sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always in the gay club now, girl. So
mm-hmm.
I think the latest song I've heard was fucking Lady Gaga's new song, which is bad.
The new song is bad?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. It's called Stupid Love.
Mm.
And I just wasn't a fan. It feels unfinished.
Oh, I don't want to get sued for playing this song.
Oh, actually,
Tokyo
I don't know how
Vanity
old it is.
Nikki Lee Low.
Oh, I love that's some Tokyo your, Vanity.
Right? It's shout a, out to the, this NL. Is a song to twerk. It's going to hit virally. It is hitting virally. Not gonna hit virally.
I don't
right
know
now.
How like new this song mm-hmm. is, but I added it to my drag playlist I think a week or so ago, and it's by Kamaya and Trina. It's called "Set It Up."
Mm, Trina's the shit.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So good. One of the lines is, "I'm gonna spend a rack for every bitch that he been texting." I'm just gonna give you that one little part. Oh. I don't think you can get sued for
whose
not
bars, Trina's.
That's Kamaya.
I was about to say, it sounds like a Trina bar.
And Kamaya has another song called 1-800 I'm Horny.
Mm-hmm.
With Too Short talking.
Okay.
So you have to listen to that one.
Of course.
Saham sent it to me. She was like, this sounds like something you do. And I was like, okay, call me out.
Mm-hmm.
Call me
out. I love Trina. When she, what's the name of that song? She goes, yeah, you running now. You running. Like, it's. I can say it's all the words are curse words. It's too inappropriate. I would be bleeping out every single thing, but...
Is that a song with Trick Daddy?
Uh-uh. She just comes in and murks it.
I know what you're talking about. Oh!
Yeah, okay.
Because my drag mom does that song all the time. It's a fuckboy. South Beach, nigga, you ain't about that life. Yeah. Cross that bridge, we taking all that ice. You won't no problem with the boys from the bar. Okay,
yeah.
Shout out to Amora Dio Black and Trina. Yeah, because Amora does that song all the time. Because she doesn't really like do too many rap songs, but she'll do Trina. That's why I want to do
Trina's the shit.
Trina and Kamaya.
Oh,
because I killed the fuck out Kamaya part.
Okay, I don't need to look up the name of that song, but I wanted to give a shout out to everybody that supported and came out, especially, you know, Triple C.
Oh, shout out to me.
For Baked and Blessed, because it was such an amazing experience just like see the faces in the room and like just see like the, I don't know, there's usually a lot of walls, and like once it really got started and people understood the message and point of the event, like those walls dropped.
Yeah.
And they just started interacting and enjoying the food and just having a party. So what I wanted to happen happened.
Mm-hmm.
Justin's performance, amazing.
He did really good in that acapella small space,
an acapella.
No, it wasn't acapella.
Well, it wasn't. You're right. There was a DJ in the background.
I was about to lie.
Acapella.
It was not acapella. He just didn't handle mic.
Yeah. Ernesto Barra, his artwork on the walls just livened up the house. It like they literally made the space kind of seem new.
Yeah.
And brighter.
Shout out to Mama cooking that food.
Oh yes, Miss Nelson.
Miss Nelson, please, can I come over?
Actually,
I'm going there. I love her so. Tell her great. I said hello.
I will.
I love her.
I will. I need to have her on this podcast because she'll talk some shit.
Oh my goodness. She is a treasure. Mm-hmm. Y'all need that. So.
Mm. Fronto Wave, Zaz, Astro, Golden Grams, Jeremy that was serving up dabs, Kenny that was serving up dabs, Hetty Broker for bringing through the inventory. LMC Media for recording it all, Cousin It, and the Bass Wave for the sounds. Just everyone made it an amazing experience. And most importantly, Hyperbole and Justin. Oh, man, thank y'all.
Hype House
is the spot, you know what I mean? Like, too much history there, and it should never be forgotten. So I wanted to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I didn't show off my sweater or talk about it. Okay. Slap your local racist. Do it.
Get Trump out of office. Mm-hmm.
But Turp Boy, this is a Turp Boy creation. He hooked it up for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm gonna show off the inside tag because he did that custom too. But this is soon to be sold. If y'all interested in what it looks like, you know, holla at your girl. All right. I think we covered just about everything. Oh, other events that are coming up. Can of Sweat. It's a hit or lit hit fitness situation. So you get a little bit high and then you
is
you
it work HIIT? It
yeah, like a
high intensity interval training. That's what HIIT means.
Burpees and you do the full body workout.
I don't know if I'll be able to come to that burpee.
But you get to smoke some fire ass weed first.
But like the burpeeing,
it's okay. It's real. The music is dope. Felicia's awesome. She's recovering right now. The workouts are March 13th, 21st, and the 29th. Tickets are on sale now in her bio. So slide on over to Can of Sweat at IG or Fit by Felicia. I'm sure you'll link it all together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And another dope event, Blazing Washington is having local uprising. Have you heard of that one?
I have.
I've been seeing them flyer and talking about it. It's a local artist, Jay Loud. I guess he just got signed to a record deal. So he's trying to bring out like the local Seattle hip hop or Washington hip hop artists all in one location. So it's at the Hard Rock on the 28th, Hard Rock Cafe. Doors open at 7, shows at 8. It's all ages, which is interesting.
You know, I'm not really into that.
No. But
I'm not an all ages type.
No, especially okay, well, anyway, check out the event. Go, you know, support the local artists. I'm going to be there anyway. I like hip hop. So
there you go.
It's dope that you took the time to have a J with us until the next session. Just remember, we're two functional potheads out here trying to bring the light and truth about cannabis. So stay baked.
Gang, gang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.